Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And Tyler Radio Empire.
This is a great band name, Rottweiler Gummy Attack. Oh my God, that's one of the better ones you've heard in a long time.
This is really unusual. Don't dogs normally go to sleep?
You'd think they'd mellow out, but I guess if they've
taken 1,000 calls of, you know, my dog got stoned, my dog
is it gummy zone?
No. I've seen pictures of dogs that just look high as hell.
Well, this happened in Michigan last week. But according to the story, animal control officials warned that THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis, is considered toxic to dogs and can cause aggression.
Especially a Rottweiler who is inclined to aggression.
Exactly. Right. When it's a breed who's already inclined to aggression, maybe that ratchets things up. So the story goes.
I've seen Todd go crazy on gummies before. He starts just chewed on your leg. It's crazy. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
I guess
she wanted to mellow him out. Apparently,
the incident actually happened beginning of October, but we're just hearing about it being reported last week. So this lady gave her 82-pound Rottweiler,
oh my God,
a gummy, thinking it was going to mellow it out.
Didn't know what was going on. That's what it is.
And then she went on into the bathroom, and then apparently
he came into the bathroom.
Ripped her off the toilet.
Whoa.
And the woman said that began an almost hour-long fight before she was able to lock herself in the bedroom and then call the authorities. They found the dog. They subdued the dog.
It's not the dog.
Must have latched onto her arm because it says she was airlifted.
Yeah.
They had to airlift her. Medical center 60 miles away underwent emergency surgery, was intubated, placed in intensive care. A relative said the woman lost her right arm, adding there's not much left of the area between her shoulder and her elbow. He chewed up her bicep and tricep.
Found her laying on the bed, covered in blood, unable to move, and a quote-unquote extreme amount of blood was on the bed as well as the walls and floors.
They killed the Roddy?
They
better have.
I don't know if
they got a taste of blood now. It's probably just going nuts.
Well, should have gone indica.
10 days ago, a woman signed a form authorizing the euthanization of Blau the Rottweiler.
Blau punkt.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with that, though.
Taken to the vet and humanely euthanized. Now, would he have gone nuts if he'd just eaten some...
Humanely.
Because dogs don't need the weed to be decarbolized.
No.
We do. They can eat weed, the flower, raw, and it will affect them.
Yeah, but mostly, the gummy has something to do with this, you know.
Maybe
Rottweiler say, hey, this stuff ain't like it was in 1970, man.
I think it's just, you know, breed to breed, you know. If they're already an aggressive breed, then maybe this hits them a little different, I guess.
Give him several gummies?
It's not the owner. It's not the dog. It's the owner's. It's the gummies.
And how much did the animal weigh?
82 pounds.
82 pounds.
That's a big one.
Like 250 milligrams of edibles will put a 200-pound guy into a trip.
I take amphetamines to calm me down. So, I mean, maybe it was an opposite effect with him.
Yeah, this.
Can you imagine this? You know, plus she's thinking the exact opposite. Oh, she's going to take a good nap.
And
all of a sudden, Cujo shows up at the front door in a Rottweiler form.
Her dad.
More often than not, the stories we heard is, doesn't the dog just sleep for days?
Yeah.
Well, but you don't do it, though. Don't let your dogs have weed.
Well, I think in most instances, they weren't feeding the dog weed on purpose. The dog found the weed.
They weren't, right.
And got into it. And then, you know, consequently fell asleep.
Well, the man.
There's got to be some gummy people out there that this actually happened. Maybe not a Roddy. And maybe they're,
this dog went crazy. According to this, it has nothing to do with the delivery method. They just said THC.
Yeah.
Whether it's flower or gummy or whatever, it's the THC that's the problem. So, apparently this lady's. Dad was quoted by somewhere saying the woman was going through a bad divorce and she thought the dog was even stressed, so she bought the dog the gummies thinking that it would mellow the dog out. Well,
yeah,
180
mellowed
degrees.
The dog out last night.
Turned it into Cujo. You know? I mean, just the dog comes into the bathroom and rips her off the toilet.
Well, she probably
starts dragging her around.
Yeah, she might weigh like 110 pounds or something like that, you know? She might be a little girl, too.
She might.
Was she a big one? You got a picture? She a bigger gal? Right.
I couldn't fight off my cat once. And 82-pounder, I'm done.
No, that's a dangerous dog there, you know. But, see, the problem is, not that you would feed the dog a gummy, but, you know, gummies, stuff lays around, you forget about it, especially if you're a partier,
well,
man.
Like they make the CBD treats for dogs.
We give our dog CBD. We took a 2 or 3 hour trip once with the dog, and we gave her that CBD, and she just laid there. Oh no, I don't. We did it. We did it
4th of July.
The Phoenix that time, and then we also. Anytime there's a thunderstorm now, she's a little freaky, and the thunder shirt really doesn't work for her. But the CBD oil does.
Yeah.
She takes it, just sits there, goes, all right, let's ride this out.
I mean, it kind of seems like
she's into it.
It kind of seems like this.
Oh,
lady.
Her eyes are high. Chloe's eyes are high as hell in the CBD. Now, I don't think they're really. I don't think CBD gets them high, but she looks high.
She's
relaxed. Look at you like, dude, man, this is good stuff. It's a great look, you know. I want to give it to her all the time, you know. But Becky only said, let's only do it during storms. I said,
You don't want her to develop an addiction.
No, like her old man.
No, and you don't want to do it for entertainment purposes.
But you can get high. You can get high with the dog.
Yeah, yeah, I could do that, but I wouldn't give her a gummy.
It says
dog weighs like 20 pounds. It might be
in
danger.
What are you thinking?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah. CBD, the effects on dogs, and this is going to sound... quite familiar. Lowered blood pressure, drowsiness, and dry mouth. And I think there's another one here.
It calms her down during a thunderstorm, though. It really does.
But I want to call where
By the way, this is doggy CBD oil, too.
Yeah, this is stuff made for dogs.
It's made for dogs.
It said it can also...
what does that mean? Try that.
I don't know. But you get them at the vet, and it's
you get
made
them at
for dogs.
At a pet store,
that's
you know,
true.
Something
right.
That's formulated for pets.
You ever give your dog any CBD stuff? Is it freaked out at all about storms, plus?
We got some this summer because it was her first time going through 4th of July, and we didn't know how she was going to react.
2 drops for the dog, 3 drops for me.
Yeah. These are just little chews.
Yeah, they are chews, right?
Yeah, they say, crazy enough, they say the CBD can also help with the dog's appetite.
Yes.
It can also make the dog want to have something to eat.
Wasn't the writer
eat
bit?
Eat more of its own butt.
SNL writer bit. They were eating dog food.
Oh, yeah.
That was a funny bit.
Yeah, the Do Not Destroy guys.
That was totally Utah, man. Dog food.
Yeah,
eat more of its own butt. Man, I can't get enough of this butt. Where'd this come from? It's your butt, man. Oh, man.
Keep it coming.
Who bought the butt? You know, the high dog looking around.
I think when we were discussing this earlier,
good stuff, man.
How the dogs can just eat the one meal, you know, and then they're good for the day. Hey, apparently.
Not my dog.
Craig would have remembered this, but in Futurama, they have a bachelor chow.
Oh, I think I remember that. So yeah.
All you need is one serving of bachelor chow a day, and you got all your nutrition in there.
If there's new episodes of those on Hulu. I've watched a couple of them. They did like a dozen new episodes that just came out.
But I want the call where your dog found your weed, ate your weed, and got violent. I've never heard of that
before. While you were banging your horse, we like to combine all of our questions.
But that's odd behavior for a person, let alone a dog.
Well, I think this dog is like inclined, so I guess I understand that part. But most of the time that we hear, my dog ate weed and he slept for three days.
Just turn up some fish and chill out.
Yeah,
there you go.
I've never heard of a dog.
Even the dog knows fish sucks.
Consuming THC.
It could get lost in a guitar solo.
And then getting violent.
I'll give you that.
In Half Baked, that dog got high and just flew up in the clouds for a little bit.
Well, that's right. Yeah. That's a great documentary. I love that.
I'm looking here at a bunch of different articles and links. You know, many of the dogs in this study showed excessively frequent aggressive behaviors.
Wow.
Well, this is a good story to bring up, though, because
besides
it being funny.
It's a lot of reading.
Doesn't give you the breeds?
Not even there yet.
Just give it the doggy version, which is probably not THC loaded, right?
Oh, it's CBD.
CBD doesn't have THC, right?
Yeah. So.
And your dog's not, you know, ripping you off. I can see, but
you got to remember,
18-pound Chloe ripping me off the toilet.
Dogs don't weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's some do, but.
Them biggins.
There's signs of cannabis toxicity of dogs.
Yeah, they can get sick and die, you're right.
Lethargy, dilated pupils, glossy eyes, dazed expression.
That's a weekend.
Difficulty waking.
Wait, there's a lethal dose of THC for dogs?
I think there is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it says cannabis toxicity is a thing for dogs.
Just for science, give a dog some cocaine and see if it cools out.
No, I don't think that's going to do
opposite
that.
Effect. Yeah.
You know.
Plus, you've obviously never done cocaine. You're not wasting cocaine.
I'm just well. Okay.
You take Ritalin.
Adderall.
Adderall. Okay.
Yeah. Amphetamine salts.
Well, you that's the same as Ritalin is kind of number, but you gave it to hyper kids to mellow them out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is weird.
Under this list of dogs, you know, signs of toxicity for THC, it does say other less common signs, and one of them is agitation and aggression. So it happens, not all the time, but it does happen.
We have to get all the guests in the show, at least the regulars.
Cannabis intoxication.
And list all of our, what we all take.
Is seldom fatal. So there is a lethal dose, but it doesn't happen very often.
And then take all the medications, put them on a plate, blindfold each other. And
just to see what the whole show's on, you know.
So this dog was poisoned, but it wasn't going to kill him.
No, but it was going to
kill her. Right,
right, right.
The problem was it tried to kill her.
Right. Is there pictures of her?
No, I haven't found anything, but I'm sure
of
she...
Her arm?
It sounds like she got pretty messed up.
There's a picture of the Roddy, but he's dead now.
And there was, they
is
said,
it, is it a Roddy or the Roddy? Because remember, we were talking about this. Anytime, you know, something gets banged or something like that, they take a stock photo of a dog.
No, this was...
Dude, that wasn't me,
No,
man.
I think this was actually a
this
dog.
This was the Roddy,
That was Blau.
And, like, the police report basically said the house looked like a horror movie scene.
Yeah, it would
I mean,
be.
There was blood everywhere.
Well, that happens when your arm gets ripped off.
Yeah.
That's blue and German.
I just and the dog stole
Blau
the weed.
Blau is blue and German.
I have to assume this.
Weiss and Blau.
This thing was just tossing her around like a rag doll.
Yep.
I have to. I mean, it sounds like
rag doll.
Angry 80-pound Rottweiler, and then also on superhuman strength, basically. Super dog strength at that point.
He
right?
got high and he was hungry. He wanted a little chicken wing.
Yeah. That was it, right?
Schwartz, I think, is Black in German. Am I correct?
Sure. Maybe. Right. You guys can continue this off the air.
We're speaking the third most popular language in the Nebraska.
Deutsch.
Rottweiler gummy attack.
Reckon they're going to be Deutsch
playing this weekend.